Let us pray as we prepare our hearts to hear God's message. God of deliverance and freedom, you sculpted a people for yourself out of the rocks of wilderness and fasting. Help us as we take up your invitation to prayer and simplicity, that the discipline of these 40 days may sharpen our hunger for the feast of your holy friendship and whet our thirst for the living water you offer us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Bounty and barrenness. These are the two contrasting themes that we find in our Old Testament and Gospel readings. At first glance, bounty and barrenness seem in such stark contrast to each other, like two poles of a magnet repelling each other away. In our reading from Deuteronomy, the people of God were about to enter the promised land, a land they were told would be flowing with milk and honey, a good place to be, to enter into, a place of abundance and prosperity. There, it is summertime, and the living is easy. After all, milk and honey make themselves, don't they? You don't have to work for milk and for honey. Entering into this sunny, promised land, it must have been easy to rejoice in all the good things the Lord has given. Here, it seems, is all bounty and no barrenness. In contrast, our gospel reading places us in the heart of the desert wilderness. Extreme heat during the day and extreme cold at night. Life struggles to survive. Food and water are scarce. Here for Jesus was intense hunger and little sleep. Temptations loomed large. Yes, this was a place of testing and trial. Here in the wilderness, it seems, it is all barrenness and no bounty. I wonder, which of those two places do you find yourself in as you come to church this morning? As you think about your life and what you or your loved ones are facing, are you in a place of bounty or barrenness? Sometimes we fall into the trap of mistaking that God must be in the place of bounty, but absent in the place of barrenness. In our hearts, we desire the promised land and despise the wilderness. But I say to you this morning, as we begin our journey through Lent, take a closer look. Have a rethink. Here in God's word, we find words of warning and words of comfort. And we find a few surprises along the way. Think again about the promised land flowing with milk and honey. I said that you don't have to work for milk or honey. But is that really so? In these Bible times, milk was mostly obtained from goats who grazed amongst the rocks on the higher ground. And the shepherd or goat herd would work hard day and night to care for his herd. And obtaining the milk would be quite a task. And then there is the honey. Bees at that time were rarely cultivated in hives as we know it today. These were wild bees. And if you wanted their honey, you would have to tackle them for it with a few stings along the way. Yes, with determination and courage, you had to work for the milk and the honey to flow. It wasn't all handed on a plate. The promised land needed taming, cultivating. There is a wildness about it we didn't expect. So the people of God, as they were about to enter into this land, were encouraged to remember their constant need for God in this bountiful place. With thankful hearts, they were to recall and retell the story of God's deliverance and liberation. With faithful hearts, they were called to put God first above all things. So can we this morning. If you find yourself blessed and in that place of bounty and plenty this morning, don't claim all the credit for yourself. Instead, give thanks to God, who is the giver of all good gifts. Rejoice. And remember what God has done for you. Be careful not to let the good gifts take the place of God the Creator. Where does your treasure lie? Lent challenges any greed or grasping. We are warned there can be barrenness in our bounty. So Lent is a time for examining our hearts and our lives, looking hard at our attachments, our addictions, our allegiances. A time for us to let God sift through our lives, to sift through what we should keep and what we should let go. This is a time for self-denial. So don't stand still. Don't think you have arrived. Keep seeking God in the place of bounty. Focus and center your heart on God this Lent. And what if you find yourself in the wilderness place this morning? Take heart. Do not despise the wilderness. For God is not absent. This is the place of encounter. You can meet Jesus there. For as we heard in our gospel, he has spent a long time in that wilderness. He faced it, and he went on to face the cross and overcome. He understands your heart. With Jesus, you can hold on to the word of the Lord in that barren place. For as Scripture tells us, the word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. The Holy Spirit led Jesus there, and he will lead you there too. The Holy Spirit is also upon you today. At your point of weakness, in the face of temptation and trial, you will be given strength to persevere, to remain true. He will help you to make the right choices, just as Jesus did, to use your power in the right way. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You will come through stronger. So be encouraged. There can be bounty in our barrenness. So we've learned today that bounty and barrenness share the same postcode. Through God's word, we are both warned and comforted. And in conclusion, what matters the most is not whether you see yourself in the promised land or in the wilderness. God is to be found in both. But remember this, don't just look around at your circumstances, but rather look inside your heart and look to God this morning. In the words of Isaiah, the desert and the dry ground shall be glad. The dry places will be full of joy. Flowers will grow there. Like the first crocus in the spring, the desert will bloom with flowers. It will be glad and shout for joy. So let us once more see the desert transformed by the rains.